This is a podcast from policyreview.tv.
Morning. Thanks very much for inviting me to do this opening slot. Thanks, Karen, for the introduction. I've got a 10-minute slot, OK? So I could talk to you for hours about this title. So I'm going to have to assume a certain amount of knowledge on your part. So I just want to start with a question. Hands up, everybody who's heard of Healthcare for London. First of all, though, just a couple of words about the purpose, really, of this event. You'll see from both the speakers and also the people who've attended that this is about how we improve the health of our population. It's not just about the NHS and how we provide services to people. We need to work as an organisation and as a system with a whole series of partners, and those partners have been well represented both in terms of speakers and in terms of people who've attended. And certainly if we're going to tackle any of the really long-standing problems in this city, then partnership working is going to be essential. We cannot tackle some of the gross inequalities that exist unless we have a shared platform of working with our partners. So I wanted to emphasise that point at the beginning, given that some of what I want to say is very much about healthcare and health services. I wanted to emphasise up front that I don't see that as the entire answer to our challenges. So most of you have heard of Healthcare for London. I don't need to go back over that. It does absolutely represent our vision for health and healthcare in this city in the future. It was developed in the first instance, as you know, by Aradazi on our behalf. He worked with a fantastic range of clinicians across London and also from outside to develop it. And he produced what I still think is an absolutely compelling case for change in what we need to do. He set out, I think very bravely, actually, what he saw as being wrong with what we're doing at the moment. And I say it's brave because he set out what's wrong in the context of us having had more money than ever before, huge stability in the way services are provided and so on, actually quite a comfortable sort of political existence and so on. And yet he was brave enough to say, here's how we're letting people down. He talked about shocking inequalities in London. He talked about the wide variability in access to services, in particular to primary and community services. He talked about the excessive reliance that our population have on their hospital services because they can't get access to services in the community. He talked about widely varying outcomes, some of the best in this country and indeed some of the best in the world, set against some of the poorest, certainly in this country. He talked about efficiency and the way in which we're not using taxpayers' money effectively at the moment. And he also highlighted some of the poor levels of satisfaction with services that Londoners enjoy. But he didn't just describe the problem. He also set out a really convincing vision for how we might do things differently. He set out some pathways of care. He set out what he believed ought to happen in different settings of care, ranging from what people should expect to receive in their home, through to what this country can expect out of academic health sciences centres in a capital city and everything in between. So he left us, as you know, in June 2007 and sort of, as it were, chucked this thing over the wall at us and got promoted to be a minister, whereupon he set about doing the similar sort of thing for the rest of the country. And we were left with the challenge of implementation. And when I say we, I'm talking about the people in this room and our colleagues more widely in the NHS outside. London's history is littered with failed strategies. So one of the daunting challenges for us was, you know, there are many, many times where people have attempted to develop strategy for London and they've almost always failed. And so, you know, here we were with yet another strategy. So what we've done for the last 2 years now is to try to make sure that this time it's different. And we've done that by absolutely focusing on implementation of some key recommendations. So we've set out some exemplars of how we expect primary and community services to be provided in the future in poly systems under Heather O'Meara's leadership. We've set out new stroke care pathways. We've designated 8 hyperacute stroke centres in London rather than pretending that everybody who has a stroke can be effectively treated in 30-odd district general hospitals. We've done the same for trauma. We've set out a care pathway for diabetes as an exemplar of long-term conditions, which we now expect every single PCT in London to commission to. We've made some profound changes to some local hospital networks, changes that have been overdue for 20-odd years, only in 2 places, but nevertheless we've shown that it can be done. So we've developed over the last 2 years a track record of implementation, which has never been the case in London before. Does it represent the transformation that ARA had in mind in the first place? No, it doesn't. Not by a very, very long chalk. And I think that's what you need to focus your minds on today, not how can we carry on in an incremental fashion implementing more polyclinics or moving on from stroke and trauma to cardiac services, vascular services and cancer services, which we're doing, and it's important that we do, but how can we move from something that's essentially incremental to something that is much more transformational? What we're doing at the moment lacks pace and it lacks scale. I know all of us have got a high level of ambition about what we want to do, but if we carry on at the pace we are, it'll take 69 years before we've finished implementing the primary and community care strategy that we've consulted on and got agreement to. So there are Londoners expecting us now to deliver on a strategy that we've consulted on. If we carry on at the pace we are, that's how long it's going to take. So most of us in this room will not benefit from that because we'll all be dead before it's finished. And that's something to bear in mind. How do we increase the pace so that by 2012, which is our ambition, we've implemented this strategy far more comprehensively. One of the reasons why we've failed before is an inadequate focus on what we've thought of as enabling strategies. Now, that's a sort of boring bureaucratic word. But what it means is things like, unless we think through how we're going to train the workforce of the future, then we'll continue to train everybody to work in a hospital. So the vast majority of people in London at the moment train to work in hospital. We're saying we want services provided out of hospital. Unless we start training people to work in those settings, they won't be able to. They'll carry on working in hospitals. We say that there'll be no capital in the future, and there won't, and you may hear more about that later on. And yet we're sitting on conservative estimates of a £6 billion worth of estate in London, which we don't use effectively enough. So we need a strategy to exploit the value that's tied up in that estate. If you look at our productivity, it's widely variable. Very good in some places, absolutely shockingly poor in others. We need to tackle that, and we need to tackle it through innovative practice, not by simply exhorting people to do more with the money that they've got. There needs to be dramatic change in both the provider landscape in London and also the commissioner landscape. And this is going to require very, very significantly different leadership from the people who currently run those organisations. If you look at the provider landscape in London at the moment, it's fragmented. It's inherently duplicative. It has all sorts of inappropriate forms of competition, for example, around specialist services, which wastes money and delivers poor outcomes. So we need a completely different landscape, and that's going to require hugely brave and courageous leadership from the chief executives and management teams of those organisations as they currently stand. Similarly, commissioning. We've made a start on getting a more effective commissioning structure in London by creating sectors through which strategy is developed and acute services in particular are commissioned, but we need to go much further. The biggest questions I'm often asked are, can we afford this strategy, and what about all the politics that's going to get in the way? Okay, those are the two barriers that people often cite to me. You know, we won't be able to afford it. Great plan. We won't be able to afford it. And second, it's too controversial. Politicians won't let you do it. And I don't accept either of those two barriers, and I don't think you should either. We've done a very detailed piece of work to answer the question, can we afford this strategy? And the answer is we can't afford not to do it. We cannot afford not to provide care in the right setting, right first time, centralised services where that's appropriate for good outcomes, provide efficient and effective primary and community services to our population. On the politics front, my experience, provided you've got absolutely convincing evidence and you've got strong and public clinical leadership to the changes that you want to make, very few politicians are brave enough to stand in the way of that. Now, I'm not naive about the difficulties of trying to deliver change in an election year, but I certainly don't accept the sort of premise of people say we can't do these changes, certainly not at the moment, because, you know, there's a general election coming, or because politicians won't let us. I don't accept it as a barrier, and neither should you. So we face, to sum up in my 10 minutes, a massive challenge ahead of us. But in my view, we've never been better placed than we are at the moment. So we have a vision that's been set out with and for us. I think most people see that as credible. They can relate to it in terms of what they do in their own jobs. We have a plan in Healthcare for London. It has, I think, robust validity. It's been consulted on very widely and very publicly. So there's also an obligation on us now to deliver it, having set out to the public that we will. We're expecting very much more detailed plans on how to implement that strategy from every PCT in London, working with their partners and their providers. We've acquired for the first time ever a track record of actually delivering some of these changes. We've done what we said we were going to do, so we have a platform. We have better performance, basic performance in London than we've ever had before. It remains fragile because of the structural problems that I've described. But nevertheless, we've got a reasonably good finance and performance platform. Fragile, but better than we've ever had before. Most of all, we have some absolutely world-class organisations and services in London. So if you look at the specialist services we provide, the teaching we provide, the research that we do in London, we're in a much better place than colleagues in other parts of the country for the resources that we've got to rely on to take this strategy forward. It genuinely is an enormous privilege to be responsible for the health and healthcare of this fantastic capital city. So we cannot afford to fail this time round. We absolutely cannot afford to fail. And as my boss often says, and it is a really compelling thing to think about, there is no other room full of people sitting somewhere else who, if we get it wrong, are going to come along and say, well, you know, here's our alternative. It's this room of people and your network of colleagues who are not in the room but are outside in their jobs, who need to work together on this. There is no other group, there is no other leadership community that's going to take this forward. And I genuinely, honestly believe there is no better time, because of the things that I've just set out, to take this challenge on. So use today to think about what I've said, to generate your ideas. I look forward later on to hearing your ideas, and also no doubt receiving some of your challenges about this. So enjoy the day and think about how, actually, for the first time, we're going to take a strategy in London and implement it rather than simply talk about it. Thank you.